This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar today to inaugurate the new campus of Nalanda University at Rajgir in Nalanda district. The inauguration function is scheduled to begin from 10 a.m. at Sushma Swaraj Auditorium in the university premises. Nalanda University is conceived as a joint collaboration between India and East Asia Summit countries. The inauguration ceremony will be attended by Bihar Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Several eminent personalities, including the heads of missions of 17 countries, will also remain at the function. Equipped with the state-of-the-art infrastructure, the university campus is spread over 450 acres. Based on the theme of environment conservation, the campus has been made as a net-zero green campus. Chief of Naval Staff CNS Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During their meeting yesterday, the Prime Minister was briefed about various operational, administrative and infrastructural activities being progressed by the Indian Navy. He was assured of the Navy's commitment to remain combat ready at all times and to safeguard national maritime interests while focusing on Atmanirbharta in capability building. CNS Tripathi also informed the PM about various initiatives towards nation building, as well as the focus on training and welfare measures for all personnel and the emphasis on tri-service synergy by enhancing integration across various domains. On World Sickle Cell Day today, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will attend a state-level program organized in Dindhori, Madhya Pradesh. This program will be organized at Government Chandra Vijay Mahavidyalay, Dindhori at 11 a.m. Governor Mangubhai Patel, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and ministers of the state government will also be present in the program. Sickle cell disease is a genetic disorder in which red blood cells change into a sickle shape, due to which there is a shortage of healthy red blood cells and blood flow can be blocked. Union Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Minister Jayant Chaudhary yesterday conducted a comprehensive review of the operations of the Directorate General of Training, DGT, in New Delhi. He appreciated the efforts of the DGT towards reinvigorating and reimagining one of the long-standing skilling ecosystems and adding more than 5,000 institutions over the last decade. He emphasized that while ITIs have their equity, they need a renewed focus. Mr. Chaudhary reiterated the government's commitment to transforming the skill development landscape in India. He expressed confidence that focused efforts would significantly contribute to building a skilled workforce capable of meeting the demands of a rapidly changing global economy. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his U.S. counterpart Jake Sullivan attended an industry roundtable on U.S. initiative on critical and emerging technologies in New Delhi yesterday. Both Indian and U.S. National Security Advisors emphasized the importance of India and the U.S. leading in technology. Mr. Doval and Mr. Sullivan chaired the second meeting of the India-U.S. initiative on critical and emerging technology in New Delhi on Monday. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced a new effort to provide a path to citizenship to hundreds of thousands of immigrants in the U.S. who are married to American citizens but lack legal status in the country. This executive action to protect undocumented spouses of American citizens that would shield about 500,000 immigrants from deportation. The move will also see as a contrast sharply with Republican rival Donald Trump's plan for mass deportations. Olympic and world champion Neeraj Chopra has won the gold medal in men's javelin throw competition at the World Athletics Continental Gold Tour at Power Nuumi Stadium in Turku, Finland. He topped an eight-man field with the best effort of 85.97 meters last night. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, the Super 8 round is beginning today. All the matches of this round will be played in the West Indies. The Super 8 match will be played between USA and South Africa today at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium. India will take on Afghanistan in their first match tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.